The gimmick in the story, though, is quite different from that in The Lord of the Rings. Instead of going to throw away a ring, which I'll still will assert, and many critics have noticed this before, that most quest narratives are about finding a treasure, finding the Holy Grail, finding the great sword, defeating the monster. The Lord of the Rings is about throwing a treasure away, and Frodo himself says that. Bilbo went to find a treasure, I go to throw one away. Well, Terry Brooks doesn't copy that far. Instead, there is a magical sword, the aforementioned Sword of Shannara. The sword is the only weapon that can defeat the warlock lord, who's otherwise invulnerable to human beings. And the gimmick, which we don't find out till the end, is actually a pretty good one. The gimmick is that the sword forces whoever touches it to face the truth about him or herself, the absolute unvarnished truth. We can set aside for a second the huge philosophical problem of what that actually means. But basically, if you touch the Sword of Shannara, if you either hold it to wield it or have it poked into you, like happens to the warlock lord, you have to see where you stand in the great scheme of things. Now, if you're a basically decent person like Shay Olmsford, you can survive that truth. You can feel the criticism that's brought about by it, about how you're not as brave as you'd like to be or as honest as you'd like to be, but you can basically survive. But if you're a hideously evil being, the truth hurts. And the truth hurts a lot, and eventually the warlock lord dissolves himself because he can't stand the truth about himself. It's a great gimmick, and I would tie it back a little bit to when we talked about Gollum on the stairs of Cirith Ungol. Remember, Sam says to Gollum, are you the hero or the villain in this story? And Gollum isn't there. And one of the real problems raised by that idea is Gollum the hero in his own mind? Or is he so broken that he can't be? Well, Brooks is engaging with that idea, saying, for someone who's really done truly evil things, the truth would be unbearable. And I think that's a really interesting idea, because our kind of current modern relativistic notions of truth might suggest that the evil person, the Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong or Saddam Hussein, confronted with the truth about himself, would say, well, it's what I had to do in order for a greater good. Brooks is suggesting if you touch the Sword of Shannara to those people, they would commit suicide or explode or something because they couldn't stand to admit the horrors that they had actually unleashed. So it's a very interesting idea, and it connects with this idea of fantasy, that fantasy suggests that there is an outside, objective, true moral truth that you can get to or you can at least aspire to, rather than that all truth and all morality is relative. I think that's important because in pretty much all, maybe not all, but pretty much all modernistic literature, truth is relative. I mean, that's one of the big points of it. That's one of the big points of Faulkner's The Bear or Absalom, Absalom, two of the one of the greatest short stories and one of the greatest novels of the 20th century, is that people perceive the truth in such different ways that it's really impossible to untangle which is the real truth and which is just Quentin Compson's truth or which is just anyone else's truth. And fantasy literature strongly, strongly resists that relativistic idea. There is a truth, and we can get to, and even something as derivative as Terry Brooks suggests that there is a real truth.